that because I'm picking up the bike. So I'm like, oh, man, new tires and rain does not go well. So I'm like, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a little wet in the morning and then clear up and sunny, sunny, sunny. So that's fantastic for field day and all those activities. I'm sure people would have made accommodations for the rain. It is Vancouver.
Signal there? That was some strange sound.
No, negative. It's QRME.
Yeah, okay. It kind of sounded like maybe it was your signal. Yeah, but anyway, just got the weather open. Yeah, it looks like you're right. Looks like the chance of showers until about 1 o'clock, so yeah, it's okay. Or 12 noon. And then in the afternoon, looks like it should be. So that's good enough for me.
Yeah, and it's good enough for me, too, yeah. I'll be going to the Surrey Lodge, but I'm not sure what time, though, but we'll probably see you out there. And hopefully ocean rain is going to make it tonight. If not, rocks will cover and run as fast as
it is. Did you say ocean something?
Yeah, I said ocean rain.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, I don't think that's really QRM. It sounds like something's going on with your radio there.
My radio?
Yeah, that time it was okay. I heard the flutter and then I heard your signal going like brr or something. It's weird. I don't know.
No, I think nobody is trying to cut my signal. You don't have a bad signal with my fancy Motorola radio.
Oh, using the $2,000 or whatever Motorola?
Oh, I haven't put anything else in my radio. This is like, I'll do this thing.
Okay, yeah, it's not the radio. It's someone having fun there. But luckily, I have a lot more power than them, probably, so you only hear me. But yeah, I definitely won't be blaming the Motorola. Maybe it doesn't have all the features, but I tell you, it will be the best VHF radio you will find, with the best receiver and the best Japanese components in there or whatever.
Yes, it's quality audio and the mic. Yes, I love it. I love it. So I'm going to be unloading all my other radios at some point. So stand by for that one.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we'll see you at the field day tomorrow. Hopefully I can get some HF radio stuff done, because like I said, my radio is not working here at home. So maybe I can use someone else's setup, which will probably be a lot better over there.
Yeah, when you... Then you can show me how to use mine. I finally got it. I got my 100-watt amp for FTX, and I'm like, I got the raise that antenna, and yeah, I just know how to work it all up. I haven't even tried HF yet. It's just a little, I'm having too much fun with the radio. I don't like shit. Noise, like, the noise of static, endless static, annoys me. But, you know, radio heads, they love that. I gotta find that signal, but it's just the static. Give me a button where it just gets rid of static, and all I hear is, like, weak signal, faint signal, all the...
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I hate the sound of the static, too. But, yeah, you can't use any kind of squelch, or you just get rid of any signal you're trying to listen to. But, yeah, it certainly helps when you have a good antenna and you're receiving the signals well. Because if you can hear the signals a lot better, the static goes down a lot, so it doesn't bother you as much. But, yeah, it hurts my ears when I have to turn the volume up all the way to hear a station that's really weak. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, good. This is not just me. All right, brother. Pulling up to the hacienda. Nice to hear all the familiar voices. They're really talking up in Kona. Repeaters. They, like, very rarely speak. And you call up for the signal report. I was on top of a mountain. I knew it was going to be a fantastic signal. But I was shooting a video there and asked for a signal report on, like, five repeaters. And nobody gets back to me. I'm like, come on, man. Like, and they don't even chat, like, you know, like, oh, it's just so good to be in the Lower Mainland and hear all the familiar voices, and, yeah, it's good to be home, even if it's just for a weekend. All right, brother, I'll talk at you later. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie Mike, must identify, clear on your final.
Oh, yeah, I know you have to go, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I went to Montreal. I was so excited to hear some signals from other people. And I was calling out on every repeater I could find on the internet. And I don't know if it's because I don't speak French or there's just nobody there. But nobody there ever. I never talked to anybody in my 1 week vacation in Montreal. It's just that dead over there. But anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform.
Well, glad you're home. All right, brother. Talk to you later. 7-3.
The places in the interior kind of sound like Vancouver in the middle of the day. No radio. D7PGE.
But if I called out in Vancouver for a radio check in the middle of the day, somebody would get back to me.
Maybe. Maybe. No, there's times, lots of times in the middle of the day it's quiet, and I have lots of utility frequencies programmed into my radio, so I just put the radio on scan. I can listen to something else, but, you know, it can be pretty quiet. I'm all for, you know, there should be, you know, maybe a couple of repeaters there linked to the interior stations like Kelowna, Kamloops, maybe Prince George, so that, you know, permanently linked so that get some traffic, voice traffic happening between some of the cities and towns in BC. I think that'd make it more interesting, more useful.
I totally concur, and as a matter of fact, Victor Alpha 7 Mike Delta, he used to be in the Lower Mainland, now he's in Kelowna. And he links the repeater to RPG in the mornings, except Thursday morning. So I'm able to check in on it early before he unlinks it and links it to something else. But, yeah, I'm able to check in. I think it's crazy. But, yeah. Anyways, I got to go. Nice talking to you. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie Mike.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, good chat. D7PGE.